anyway, I think we'll get started a little bit. So I guess, first of all, tell me a little bit about you. What are some things you enjoy doing? Tell me a little bit about you personally.
My name is Abigail DeWitt. I'm a sophomore at Trigg County High School. I enjoy working with young children. I aspire to be an elementary school teacher when I'm older. I love being with kids, and I love working with Vacation Bible School with Katie's Methodist Church. I love working and watching the children learn more about God, because that's really a passion.
Why do you want to be a teacher? Why? There are a lot of things you could do, probably. Like, why be a teacher? What motivates you about that?
The thing that motivates me to do elementary school teaching is the curiosity of the young minds of the little children. I love watching them learn new things and just so how curious and excited they are to learn anything and everything. And I want to help hopefully guide them in the right path, like I had others doing it.
Okay, let me take that a little further. What's it like when you see them grasp something? And say you ask them something particular. What's it like to see them say, oh, the light comes on all at once and they, I get this.
I love watching that moment. It's so cute with little ones because they're like, oh my gosh, I just learned this. And it's so cute because I still do this to this day. And it's just like a giant light bulb comes on in their head and they just get so excited, and I love watching the smile across their face.
And so I like doing interviews. That's why I enjoy interviews. I love to see people really shine there. Let me ask you a question here. What are the potential benefits and drawbacks of implementing stricter border control policies? This is a national topic, but obviously, you ever watch the news, we hear about it all the time.
Border control is an interesting topic, and I've heard many different points of view on it. I personally have not done personal research, but I have done a little bit of digging from other people's opinions and the way they share. One thing I have learned that there are multiple things that come into the country that shouldn't be in the United States. There are many new sicknesses and many drugs that get trafficked into here. I personally think that it is an issue, and it will need to be controlled and taken upon in a professional way.
We're a little closer home. We're hundreds of miles away from the border. Is that a real problem in Kentucky? Is that something we should be concerned about in Kentucky?
To a certain extent, I think yes. If it progresses very, very far. I know going to Walmart, I see the school buses, so... I do think that there are some here in Kentucky, but I haven't personally had a problem, so I don't think it's a huge problem here in Kentucky.
Very good. What is the biggest challenge maybe facing Trigg County now, and why? What do you see a big challenge out there as far as Trigg County? What faces this county? Why do you think it is?
Personally, I don't see very many problems with Trigg County. I don't see many issues. I do think it's a good county to live in.
Why do you like living here? What makes this county special for you?
Yes, I did. Living here, I've lived here almost my entire life. I lived 1 year in Maryland, and that will always be my home. But Katie's, I know everybody, and everybody knows me. It's just that perfect small town. And I love living in a small community because you always have someone to lean on when you need help.
I was going to ask you, you've already answered this pretty well now. What do you see yourself doing in 10 or 15 years? Do you see yourself being here in Trigg County or maybe somewhere else, teaching here at Trigg County Primary Intermediate School or somewhere else or what?
Teaching here at Trigg County has definitely been in my mind. I do aspire to go back to Maryland and hopefully continue my teaching career and start there. But staying local has always been in the back of my mind, but I do aspire to go further.
From Maryland, okay. Give me another question. What's it like, what's Maryland like compared to Cajun's Kentucky?
I only have one word for that. Snow. Snow and mountains. The mountains are nothing compared to the big Trigg County Hill, or Kentucky Hills. The mountains are beautiful with their snow caps, and you can definitely feel as you go up the mountain. I love watching the mountains, and I love the snow. They have good snow. My sister was able to build her first snowman this past winter, and it was truly amazing. A bunch of my family's home in Garrett County, Maryland. I've always loved being there. It just makes my heart happy, and I love that feeling of being home.
All right, here's a question. How about the drivers? Are there better drivers in Maryland or in Kentucky in snow?
For snow... Definitely in Maryland. There are things such as snow tires up there. You do learn how to prepare for snow and heavy snow, because you can get snow about this high off the ground and still have to drive, still go to school, still everything. So you really learn how to cope, and I think it's awesome, because I really feel like our 1 inch of snow here in stopping school isn't much.
I hear that quite often. I've got a good friend who moved from California and married a gentleman in North Dakota, and she said, "I'm the person out there driving like this in snow, and all the people in North Dakota are all past me like, get out of the way, get out of the way." So for this competition, what does it mean to you to have a chance to be in this competition? And if you were to win, what would it mean for you for that?
I haven't really thought much about winning. I just am enjoying the experience. When I first started, I was just like, it's just a school thing. I won't even make it to the second round. But when my friend told me, "You made it to the second round, good job, you did it, buddy," I was like, there's no way I made it to the second round, let alone the third, and let alone now. I didn't realize how much it would impact me as a person, because if you were to ask me before this competition if I could do this right now, I would definitely tell you no.
I was going to say, what's your takeaway? What have you really learned through this process?
I've learned how to start up conversations. I've learned how to come up with good, educated responses, almost on the spot. I do need sometimes to think a little bit at times, depending on the topic. Overall, it's an amazing experience, and I feel like everyone that has had an opportunity to participate has taken something away from it.
Abigail, thank you very much. Great job, and give us a big hand.